Hey, this is Ethan McNeil. Thank you for tuning into our podcast. Me and my brother-in-law, Trent Keith, sell real estate together here in Indiana. If you enjoy our podcast, we'd really appreciate it if you'd leave us a review and subscribe to our channel after you finish listening. Thanks.
I'm Trent Keith. This is Ethan McNeil.
Yes.
Working on Facebook. Are we live already?
I think we are.
Wow. Yeah,
we're live on both of them.
We are live. Now we'll see if our signal holds up today.
Yeah.
If Instagram can keep us going all day again.
Yep. We're trying this new angle, so
that's right.
Hoping.
So let us know how you like our angle. If we look good. If the lighting looks good on us.
Don't let us know if you don't like it, because we probably can't change anything.
Might hurt our feelings.
Yeah.
Okay, we are live again with our news stories, our questions, our ending quotes, and all kinds of fun stuff.
Right? That's right. So if you are live with us, you can ask a question right now, comment, direct message us, and we will answer your question. Or if you just got a comment, we'll acknowledge you.
Right.
So, yep.
Yeah, we didn't even put makeup on. We just look like this normal. Oh, that wasn't the question.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I didn't even think about putting makeup on.
That's what you do when you're like on TV, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It'd probably make us look better. Man, think of all the followers we would have.
Okay, new stories. Right, let's,
all right, I had a news story.
All right.
This one is funny. Normally I try to stick to, hey, Jacob. On Instagram. Usually I try to stick to sports and technology, but this one just caught my eye. So in Detroit, I guess there was a lady who was pronounced dead, sent to the funeral home, and about an hour later, the funeral home, after having her, they called the emergency room, I guess, because she opened her eyes and was breathing. So she was not dead. They are investigating how something like that could have happened. But kind of, I imagine that funeral home worker was probably freaked out. I mean, I can't even imagine getting ready to embalm somebody and their eyes open. Woo! But anyways, she's in critical condition now in the hospital. So, yeah.
Hi, Jacob and Azariah. Good to have you guys.
How'd you know that was Azariah?
Well, I had to look close.
Avocado.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't have one that good. I did see that happened. I wasn't sure what was going on with it. But I'm wondering if we should ask him in Spencer if anything has ever happened like that in Spencer before.
Yeah.
You know, if we've ever had person start breathing.
People might not watch these if we just bring in a bunch of funeral home
That's
stories.
True.
Or maybe they will.
Okay, my news story is the Colts. I would like to know what everyone thinks about how good the Colts can be this year. Like, what is their ceiling with Phillip Rivers? Can they win the Super Bowl with Phillip Rivers?
I don't know.
What do you think? I think they got a good shot. He's pretty good. It's kind of like the news story you've got coming up, but I'll talk about that after you.
Yeah, I just put on there.
So what's yours?
Do the Patriots have a shot without Brady?
No.
But you think that Phillip Rivers has given the Colts a shot for the Super Bowl?
Yeah, and I think Tom Brady's given Tampa Bay Buccaneers a shot to be in Tampa.
That's true. Yeah.
But I don't think some – I don't know who their quarterback's going to be in New England, do you?
Nope.
I don't think someone can come in like their first year and
I think
take them to the Super Bowl.
Bill Belichick was going to be the quarterback, right?
Maybe. Yeah, he may be able to take them to the Super Bowl.
That could be kind of funny.
Is he the one that taught Tom Brady?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I don't have much hope for the Colts with Phillip Rivers.
You don't?
No. Nope.
I have a lot of hope for him. Okay, so everybody mark this on your calendars. I say Colts will be better this year.
Yeah, I know.
Ethan says they won't, so we'll see.
No.
I hope they don't play like the Pacers when it comes playoff time. But
the
Pacers just got swept last night. They lost their first four games. They're out of the playoffs now.
Uh-oh.
So that was bad.
Yeah.
But,
wow. That was quick.
So let's hope the Colts play better.
Yeah.
All right, moving on to our questions. Do you want to start our questions, or am I going to start our questions today?
You can do it.
Okay, the first question we have is, should I paint my house before I sell it? Well, it depends on if your house was painted in 1950 or if it was painted in 2018. How long ago was your house painted?
Do you not like the colors from 1950?
Well, there might not be any color left on it. That
could be problem. Okay.
That is something that you really need to have your real estate agent come out and discuss with you before you make a decision. There's a lot of variables that go into if you should paint your house or not before you sell. Inside, outside, trim, whatever be the case, you need to discuss it with your favorite real estate agent.
Yes.
So we would need to be involved in that decision. That's what I'm trying to say. Just call Ethan or I and we can help you with that.
Yep.
But it really is up in the air. It's a case-by-case basis, wouldn't you say?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
So talk to Trent.
What about you?
I don't answer those kinds of personal questions. I just sell your home. I don't answer questions about paint. So
okay, I'll answer any questions.
I'm just kidding. Okay, can I get a better deal on a house if I pay cash? That is the question. Can I get a better deal if I pay cash?
Putting it on there.
Yes. So, like everything, just about, yes, you can normally get a better deal if you pay cash. That is only because it's normally quicker to close. You normally don't have to go through all the bank regulations, and especially if it's a government loan, then you don't have to go through all the government regulations on a house. So, sellers tend to be more in favor of cash offers, but it's not always the case. So just like your paint might be fine or it might not be fine, cash may or may not get you a better deal, but it usually does. So
Hi Ethan and Haley. I thought
you were... that's another Ethan and Haley.
Oh, okay. Okay, next question. Is it negative selling point to have a shared driveway? Is it a negative selling point to have a shared driveway with my neighbor? It's usually not a benefit, definitely. That can bring up issues, but if you have it recorded and it's been written up correctly, then it happens a lot. It can run like that the rest of your property's life. It's not like it's something that would stop the sale of it. But some people do not like having a shared driveway. So it's not a positive, but it's not going to keep you from selling your house.
Yeah.
That's how I would answer that. What do you think?
Yep, I think that's right, Trent. I think maybe next time I'm just going to be like a real professional news anchor and just be like,
with you. Like, there you go.
That is a great question, Trent. Or no, answer. I don't know if I can do that. I would second what you said.
Okay.
Yeah, there's some people, it depends on where that driveway is too. It actually can, I've seen some properties that it really did hurt them. When the driveway went right by their house and it was their neighbor driving by, there was some buyers that did not like that. And in the end, it actually kind of hurt the sale. So, yep. Next question. Can you sell a house with a shared well? This must be a shared, the shared questions day. Yes, you can sell a house if you have a shared well. However, you have to have documentation on who pays the electric bill, who handles what if there is a repairs that need to happen. All of those things, they have to be written out for most banks to loan and most government loans. So it can happen. You just have to have the proper legal paperwork set up and in place.
There you go. That brings me to a question we do not have on our list that I've had before. Can you sell a property that has a shared garage? The property's on the property line, half of it's on one side and half of it's on the other side. Yes, it can be done, but not through a government loan. And just like Ethan said with the well, it has to be documented very well for most banks to be willing to loan if you have a shared garage. Mm-hmm. So it can be done also, but it's got to be documented well, and you're not going to get a USDA, FHA, VA, any of those kind of loans you're not going to get through. So it would have to be a conventional and everything documented well.
That is a great answer, Trent.
You're working on that. You're going to be like the news anchor. Maybe we'll do it different next time. And yes. Do that news anchor.
Yep, I think we'll have to. We'll have to work on it. So, next question. Will a home inspector flag hail damage on my roof? Yes, they probably will if it is noticeable. If you have any kind of damage on your roof, they will probably flag it.
What if it's not noticeable?
If it's not noticeable, then it's hard to flag it. But, you know, you never know. If you have a tree in your roof, they will probably flag it. And if you don't, they will not. So, yes. It is something to consider. If you have hail damage on your roof, you got insurance money for it, but didn't replace your roof or something, you will probably still get flagged on that roof.
There you go. So if you don't want a flag on your roof, don't do that.
Don't do it.
Okay. Is it okay to let my pets roam around while people are looking at my house? It is okay, but not suggested. A lot of people do not want your dog jumping on them or your cat rubbing all over them or your house pig squealing at them. Wow. You know, they really would prefer being able to see the place without being bothered.
If they see the house pig, it might help them explain what the mess is inside your house.
So, it is okay, but not suggested. It is possible, but not a good idea. We've seen it happen, and it does affect the sale of your home.
It does.
A lot of people don't want to deal with that. So I would say, just like when you go somewhere, you find a place for your kids to be babysat. I'd say find a place for your animals to be babysat while you're not there, or at least have them pinned up to where people can look at your home without having to deal with your animals.
Yes. And also, a lot of times we tell our sellers, it's also a safety concern for your pets. You don't know who's coming through your house and what they might do to your pets, or if they're, they should be nice people, but you never know. So for your own pet safety, you should probably keep them. Yep. You should probably keep them away.
It says for your own pet safety.
For your own pet safety.
Hand up your pet.
That's right.
Yeah.
Good reminder.
Yeah.
I'm the last one. Last question. Well, it's two questions, so I could answer the half of the one.
Okay.
Is it worth it to hook up to city water and sewer? And the second question was, will it increase the value of my home? Again, that's probably a case-by-case basis. If you have bad water, your well water is bad, then absolutely it is worth it to hook up to city water. And if you have a bad septic tank, then yes, it is worth it to hook up to sewer, city sewer, and both of those things will help you sell your house. It may not increase the value of your home by a lot, but it will make your house sellable. Nobody's going to buy your house if you have a bad well and bad septic. So it is definitely invaluable to do that. But what do you think?
Yes, I agree with that. It will definitely not decrease the value of your home if you hook up city water and sewer. But you got to find out how much it's going to cost to hook up to that.
Yes.
And as Ethan said, if you have issues with your well and septic, it is really a no-brainer. You need to get hooked up to city. But if you do not have issues, you have really good water and you've never had problems with your sewer, then then that's when you have to weigh how much it's going to cost, if it's worth switching over or not, because it may not increase the value enough to cover the expense that it would take to get switched over. Case by case basis. So once again, you need to call Ethan or I, have us come out, meet with you, run comps. And then we can see what you should do. We are here to help you.
We are.
No matter what your question is, right?
And I think even for businesses too, that's probably something, if you're a like a large building, you would probably want, like, it's kind of a no-brainer. You would want to hook up to city water and city sewer if that comes available, because it can hurt the value of your commercial property.
For sure. A lot of times when you have businesses wanting to come into a certain area, their requirements are that they would have city water and sewer in that area. So it definitely benefits for commercial
use.
All right. Are we on to our quotes for the day? Are we got anything else to share?
No.
Man, we are just on it today. We're moving so fast.
Actually, we're still going. It's been 16 minutes, actually. I think we're moving slower.
Oh, are we?
Yeah.
Man, I thought we was doing good.
Back a minute.
I'm trying to hurt my feelings.
Sorry.
Okay, who's doing their quote
first?
You're
doing good, Trent.
You or me?
You can do it. I think I did mine last time.
Okay, here's my quote of the day. If you are not willing to risk the usual, you will have to settle for the ordinary. Jim Rohn. You're thinking about that one.
Yeah. I was thinking two things.
Don't say anything negative about my quote.
Okay.
I like that quote.
If you are not willing to risk the usual, you'll have to settle for the ordinary. That's deep. That's all I'll say. All right. My quote. I'm still trying to figure that one out. But okay. My quote was way shorter. Not as cool. Lost time is never found again. Benjamin Franklin said that. So
it is true.
It is true. So stop losing time. You just wasted 17 minutes with Keith Reality. You will never get those 17 minutes back. That's true. Yeah.
So we need more questions for next week. This is a pretty good week. We had quite a few questions this week. But go on. Give us more questions for next week and we will answer them.
Yes, we will. Direct message us or do whatever it takes to get a hold of us. We will answer your questions.
That's right. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. I'm Trent Keith.
I'm Ethan McNeil. You guys have a good week.
We're going.
Thanks for listening. I hope you learned something new. If you have some of your own questions you'd like to ask us, then please send an email to questions@keithreality.net. That's questions@keithreality.net. And we'll see if we can't answer your questions on our next show. See you next time.